From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister reiterates Indonesia's support for Palestine's independence. Information key for building trust in G20 presidency's official said. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto has reiterated Indonesia's support for a two-state solution that is believed to bring peace in Palestine. Indonesia is ready to help in the efforts to increase the prospect of realizing the solution. This was said by Minister Prabowo Subianto in a written statement of the Defense Ministry received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia has consistently echoed its support for Palestine's independence and peace in various opportunities, including international and regional forums, as well as other official meetings. The government must ensure that information about Indonesia's G20 presidency permits all spheres of the society to boost public trust and positive response to Indonesia's leadership of the international forum. The government needs to continue to disseminate information to the public and also needs to translate terms considered foreign or elitist into narratives that can be understood by everyone, including the general public. It was stated by the Ministry of Communication and Informatics Director General of Information and Public Communication, Usman Kansong, during a virtual event on Friday escorted by Antara. He also said dissemination of T20 information is a vital to strengthen public trust and encourage a positive response among residents to Indonesia's presidency. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said he is optimistic about opening 4,000 Indonesian restaurants abroad by the end of 2023 or early 2024. The opening of overseas Indonesian restaurants is aimed at promoting Indonesian culture. It was said by Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin on Friday, escorted by Antara. He has further noted the target of opening 4,000 Indonesian restaurants abroad is a part of the Indonesia Spice Up the World program. He remarked the establishment of the restaurant can give added value to Indonesia. Bank Indonesia has stated it is optimistic that the global economy will recover in a balanced manner, despite the COVID-19 pandemic continuing to plague several nations. Everybody is handling the Omicron. While they are experiencing disruptions in the supply chain, these nations will recover. It was stated by Bank Indonesia's Governor Perry Warjio at the 2022 Economic and Business Outlook on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He also said it is estimated that the world's economic growth will slow to 4.4% from 5.4% the previous year. Commodity prices are estimated to remain high. Let's move on to the international news. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday restored sanctions waivers to Iran to allow international nuclear cooperation projects, as indirect American-Iranian talks on reviving the 2015 international nuclear deal with Tehran enter the final stretch. As reported by Reuters.com, the waivers had allowed Russian, Chinese, and European companies to carry out non-proliferation work to effectively make it harder for Iranian nuclear sites to be used for weapons development. The waivers were rescinded by the United States in 2019 and 2020 under former President Donald Trump, who pulled out of the nuclear agreement. China and Russia, on the opening day of the Winter Olympics, declared a no-limits partnership, backing each other over standoff on Ukraine and Taiwan with a promise to collaborate more against the West. As reported by Reuters.com, President Xi Jinping hosted President Vladimir Putin on Friday, as the two nations said their relationship was superior to any Cold War-era alliance, and they would work together on space, climate change, artificial intelligence, and control of the internet. Beijing supported Russia's demand that Ukraine should not be admitted into NATO, as the Kremlin amasses 100,000 troops near its neighbor, while Moscow opposed any form of independence for Taiwan as global powers jostle over their spheres of influence. The European Union says it has imposed travel bans and assets freezes on 5 million officials, including senior military commanders who carried out last year's coup, who are parts of the junta leader Assimi Goita's inner circle. As reported by BBC.com, the announcement was made after the military reneged on a promise to hold elections this month, delaying them instead by 4 years. Relations between the European Union and Mali have plummeted, partly because of the country's second coup since 2020 and Mali's decision to employ Russian security contractors. European countries, including France, are considering withdrawing troops serving in the unit, which fights Islamist militants. Listener, let's move on to the diplomatic corner on Indonesia. And embassy in Tokyo supports Garuda Indonesia Airlines as its first inaugural flight of Tokyo Denpasar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's diplomatic corner is about Indonesian embassy in Tokyo supports Garuda Indonesia Airlines as its first inaugural flight of Tokyo Denpasar. The Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo fully supports Garuda Indonesia's first inaugural flight from Narita Airport in Tokyo to I Gusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Denpasar, Bali. In a written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, February 3rd, the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo stated that Garuda Airline with flight number GA881 took off from Narita Airport on Thursday at 9:15 local time. There were 4 representatives of Japanese tourism companies from a number of companies that would have a business meeting in Indonesia in the inaugural flight. Transportation attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, Shamsu Rizal, and head of the office Garuda Indonesia representative, Sonny Shahlan, also attended the launch of the first inaugural flight. On a different occasion, Indonesian Ambassador to Japan, Harry Ahmadi, conveyed full support from the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo for the tourism restoration in Bali through direct flights from Japan to Bali on the Tokyo Denpasar route. Ambassador Harry further said that the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, in cooperation with Garuda Tokyo, Ministry of Tourism and the Creative Economy, and the Bali Tourism Board, fully support the implementation of this event. The Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo also invites Japanese business people to fly to Indonesia. Previously, in December 2021, in accelerating economic and tourism recovery in Bali, Ambassador Harry initiated a familiarization trip to Bali by inviting representatives of Japanese media based in Jakarta, including NHK Media and Kyodo News. The activity is aimed at providing information through the mass media for the Japanese people about Bali's readiness to welcome back and accept foreign tourists. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
first news comes from Depok, West Java. University of Indonesia still ranks first in Indonesia and 649th in the world. Previously, in July 2021, University of Indonesia was ranked 729 in the world and 9th in the Southeast Asia, based on Webometrics. Head of the university's Bureau of Public Relations and Public Information Disclosures, Amelita Lucia, in her statement on Wednesday, said that University of Indonesia is still only Indonesian university ranked in the top 10 in Southeast Asia. Webometrics ranking is carried out by Cybermetric Lab, which is a research group belonging to Consejo Superior de Investigaciones Científicas, or CSIC, the largest public research body in Spain with more than 31,000 higher education institutions in the world. Next news comes from Bandar Lampung, Lampung Province. The student team of the Sumatra Institute of Technology, ITERA, won a gold medal in the International Invention and Innovation Festival, KAIYAM International Invention and Innovation Festival 2022. This festival was held by the Indonesian Young Scientists Association, IYSA. In his statement on Wednesday, head of the ITERA student team, Radisha Iksan, said that his team designed a detergent waste treatment plant or detergent reactor to prevent environmental pollution. The detergent reactor has several advantages, including being economical because it uses the TiO2 bentonite photocatalytic method, and efficient because it is integrated with an artificial intelligence system. KAIYAM International Invention and Innovation Festival 2022 was attended by students and general researchers from various countries such as Malaysia, Thailand, Turkey, China, the Philippines, Poland, Kazakhstan, the United States, Canada, Turkey, Qatar, Croatia, and Vietnam. Last news comes from Bangli, Bali. Bangli Deputy Region IYNDR opened the 2022 Balinese Language Month in Bangli, Bali, Wednesday. Its theme was Danu Kerti Gitaning Toyaning, to preserve the local culture and languages. The Danu Kerti Gitaning Toyaning has the meaning of purifying and preserving natural resources, springs, especially Lake Batur Springs. The activities at the Panglipuran Traditional Village Hall, Kubu Bangli Village, consist of festivals, Wimbakara exhibitions, art performances, and seminars related to language, characters, and literatures of Bali. Several competitions were also held, including Balinese speech at the traditional village level, Ngawachen Balinese script at the Lontar Dasa Taruna level, Nyurat Balinese script at elementary school level, and Balinese Nyastra at the level of Paiketan Krama wife.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of February 5, 1933, the incident of Zeven Provincian. The incident of Zeven Provincian was a rebellion that took place aboard the HNLMSDE Zeven Provincian Navy ship belonging to the Royal Dutch Navy off the coast of Sumatra. This incident occurred on February 5, 1933. The reason was the decision to decrease the salaries of Dutch East Indies government employees by 17%, which was announced on January 1, 1933. The decrease of employee salaries was an effort by the Dutch East Indies government to reduce the budget deficit due to the economic depression that hit the world. However, the decision led to great challenges from all parties, both European, Indonesian, and Eurasian nationals in the Dutch East Indies government. The rebellion aboard the Zeven Provincian was dealt with by bombing the ship carried out by a Dutch naval aircraft. Next event is that on February 5, 1947, the Islamic Student Association was founded. The Islamic Student Association, HMI, is a university student organization that was established on February 5, 1947. The founding of HMI was initiated by a university student of Indonesia Islamic University, namely Lafran Pane, with his 14 friends. Before the birth of the Islamic Student Association, a student organization called the Yogyakarta Student Union was first established. The Yogyakarta Student Union did not pay attention to the interests of students who still upheld the Islamic religious values. The deniable religious aspiration is a strong reason for founding an Islamic student organization. We end today's story with the event of February 5, 1971, when Apollo 14 landed on the moon. Apollo 14 was the 8th manned spacecraft mission in the United States Apollo program. It was the 3rd spacecraft which landed on the moon. It was the last of the 8 mission landing, targeting a 2-day stay on the moon. The spacecraft, with a crew of Commander Alan Shepard, Command Module Pilot Stuart Rosa, and Lunar Module Pilot Edgar Mitchell, launched Apollo 14 on January 31, 1971 local time. After 40 minutes, Shepard and Mitchell made their lunar landing on February 5th. On the moon, Shepard hit 2 golf balls on the surface of the moon. Shepard, Rosa, and Mitchell landed in the Pacific Ocean on February 9th. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai?Yang mampu tanpaku bagaimana? Mungkin kini kau bersama yang lain.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Aviation State Company PT Dirgantara Indonesia PTDI and a company from Switzerland Jet Investment Group SARL agreed on a business cooperation related to the sale and development of the Indonesian CN-235 aircraft. This business cooperation is in the context of expanding the CN-235 market share to the global market. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed by President Director of PTDI Gita Amperiawan and Chairperson and CEO of Jet Investment Group SARL, Yves Michel Deloche, at the PTDI Fixed Wing Hangar in Bandung City, West Java, Wednesday. Minister of Defense of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto and the Board of Directors and Commissioners of PTDI were also present. President Director Gita Amperiawan said this collaboration is in terms of fulfilling the CN-235 aircraft procurement plan for the next 10 years. Development is carried out by the Jet Investment Group SARL as well as potential customers from Jet Investment Group SARL. According to Gita Amperiawan, this step is in line with PTDI's efforts to target the international market. This will also be accompanied by joint efforts to increase production's capacity. The CN-235 aircraft is planned to be developed with a firefighting configuration to fulfill forest firefighting missions with the water bombing method over the target area as well as a medical evacuation configuration for both civilian and military needs along with strengthening after-sales services. Jet Investment Group SARL is a company engaged in aircraft trading and a provider of special solution for financing any procurement for both the government and corporation. PTDI as an industry will first evaluate the investment required to meet the procurement plan and aircraft capacity improvement, the CN-235. Meanwhile, Jet Investment Group SARL will support the implementation of its promotion and sales and provide financing solution to potential customers. On that occasion, Minister Prabowo Subianto welcomed the cooperation between the two sides. He said that the momentum of this cooperation must be welcomed because the potential is quite large. Some international markets, such as the Middle East, Latin America, Asia, and other needs this CN-235 type aircraft. Minister Prabowo admitted that he would guide PTDI in order to maximize the existing potential to work on the world market. One of them is by increasing production capacity.
Bodoh diri membiarkanmu pergi jauh dari hati.
Ku coba mengobati untuk punya kekasih lagi, namun ku sadar diri hatiku di kamu.
Biarkan
hatiku di kamu.
Di mana
kamu?
kita bisa, tak bisa hatiku berdosa.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Pontianak, located in the West Kalimantan province, has various types of culinary. One of the famous culinary is pengkang, and it is easy to find, even it is hunted by many tourists when they visit Pontianak. Makes pengkang so popular among travelers as a dish which must be tried when visiting Pontianak is that it tastes delicious and has a typical triangular shape. This dish is baked sticky rice wrap in banana leaves in a triangular shape, and it has a savory filling with stiff fried shrimp or ebi. Why is it filled with ebi? It is because this dish is a typical food in a coastal city that makes seafood as the main food. Therefore, pengkang, which is made from glutinous rice, is mixed with ebi. To make pengkang is a little bit tricky. The sticky rice is steamed and then baked. This makes Pontianak's culinary specialty even stickier. The way of wrapping pengkang is also quite unique. Pengkang is wrapped in banana leaves in the form of an isosceles triangle. The wrapping is not based on the standard, and the way of baking is very unique, namely by clamping bamboo at the top and bottom. Baking pengkang must also be appropriate so that the taste of the pengkang is not dry but still tasty. After it is well cooked, it is served. In Pontianak, it's not complete to enjoy pengkang without dipping it in kepah sauce. It is a typical chili sauce or sambal of Pontianak, made from what is in the mangrove forests of Kalimantan. Sambal kepah has a spicy sweet flavor with the addition of the typical taste of kepah. Kepah, also known as lak gayam, is a kind of edible saltwater shellfish. So it is very appropriate when it is eaten with pengkang, which has a savory flavor. The origin of pengkang was used for farmers' lunch when they went to the rice fields or to the forest to hunt. Pengkang, which is packaged in banana leaves, is quite practical and delicious. The packaging makes this food easy to enjoy when you are away from home. Besides being able to be eaten on the spot, pengkang can also be used as souvenirs because pengkang can last 2 days. The food that can make you full is also able to accompany you when drinking tea or coffee. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
tak akan ku ulangi. Maafkan jika kau ku sayangi, dan bila ku menanti, tenangkah engkau coba.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Amid the increasingly incessant emergence of various kinds of electric vehicle or EV innovations, especially those of the motorcycle type, electric motorcycles produced locally by domestic innovators have re-emerged. It is Nusa Katulistiwa, an electric motorbike with a sturdy form presented by Nusa Motors based in the Kebon Jeruk area, West Jakarta. This electric motor offers a different appearance and speed from the local electric motors of its predecessors. Nusa was founded by two of its founders, namely Domex Mandei, who occupies the position of CEO, and Tommy Gunawan as Chief Innovation Officer. Domex Mandei believes Nusa Motor will become a new point for the automotive industry. Currently, it is seeking funding from venture capital companies for further development. Meanwhile, Tommy Gunawan, Chief Innovation Officer, said that the limitations make him more passionate to create. Maybe now it doesn't make it the fastest or cheapest, but his side is sure to be more enthusiastic to develop an innovative product that was previously impossible to be possible. Currently, Nusa Katulistiwa Motor is targeting the motorsport segment. Don't be surprised if you see it looks dashing like a big motorbike. This motorbike also comes in two versions, namely the basic variant, which has a maximum speed of 150 km per hour, and the two fast variant, which can be driven up to a speed of 200 km per hour. The engine embedded in the basic variant is supported by a 10 kWh lithium ion cell battery and is capable of completing a distance of up to 180 km on a single charge. Meanwhile, the two vast variant is equipped with a 14 kWh lithium-ion cell battery, which makes it capable of driving up to 250 km on a single charge. The process of developing and completing the Nusa Khatulistiwa motorbike took 2 years. In its cultivation, they fully employ domestic workers. Nusa Khatulistiwa is claimed to be the fastest electric motorbike in the Southeast Asia region for now. Regarding the purchase process, electric motorcycle products targeting the premium market can be carried out starting in February 2022. Nusa Khatulistiwa is expected to become a new point for the automotive industry that can go global. For the price of Nusa Khatulistiwa, the basic variant is offered at 140 million rupiahs, and Too Fast is priced at 180 million rupiahs. Manufacturers also offer full customization for body color, motorcycle seats, speed, battery, brakes, and wheels. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
cintaku, aku takkan membuatmu terluka.
Jangan sampai kau lukai hatiku, aku rasa lalui waktu tanpamu.
Jangan sampai kau ragukan cintaku, aku takkan membuatmu terluka.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tempat Lahirku to be sung by Panji Asmoro. The song, which was composed by S. Darmanto, narrates about a person's love and longing for his place or homeland. The beautiful village where the person was born is far away on the green hillside. There his father farmed and made a living. Wherever and no matter how far he wanders, his hometown will never be forgotten.Well, listener, here is Panji Asmoro with the keroncong song entitled Tempat Lahirku. Happy listening!
Antara sawah lah
pernah dihiraukan. Takkan ku lupakan meskipun aku dirantauan. Keindahan kampung
of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.